Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett. Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Good morning and welcome to Hello Port Hackett right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info on the most anticipated day of the week. A fun, fiery and fantastic Friday. Oh, yes, indeed. Friday spells the beginning of an awesome weekend. The excitement is connected to the idea that you do not work on weekends. But the thing is, with the frenzy, you know, the excitement about Fridays being here, most people don't even know how to use their weekends. Anyways, I'm hoping you're not one of such persons. I'm Sam Arogochinedu, and our business right here is to keep you enlightened, informed, and entertained. Emphasis on entertainment, because it's a Friday, you're going to get loads of that coming right up. We're starting conversations in this hour, talking about tipping. Oh, yes, indeed. Have you been to a business, service was provided, and you felt the need to give a tip? We'll be talking about whether or not what used to be voluntary has become a mandate. Now people are asking for tips. Now, mind you, it is out of the abundance of your heart, your goodwill. You say, you know what? I got good service. I'm going to tip this person. But what happens when the person doesn't wait for your heart, but takes the initiative to ask you, Chairman, anything for the boys? We'll talk about tipping connected to Port Hackett businesses. Have you had that experience in this part of the country? And how exactly did they play out? Later on at 10 a.m., of course, the hour following this one, someone stands or sits the chance to win 5,000 Naira. It's the giveaway hour. We'll be playing games. If you know how to sing today, well, you just might be the one. You find out what exactly you have to do when that time comes. And of course, at 11, it's Entertainment 360. We'll be talking about entertainment in the southern part of Nigeria and in Port Hackett. And I'll have a couple of guests who know more than a little about that sector. At noon, the major news comes up, Hello Port Hackett ends, and Sunnyside begins. Stay with me.
The details.
The stories.
The updates.
Your number one station for talk brings it all.
Nigerian politics is more strategic. Even look at the presidential level, you see almost the same thing almost playing out. It's a game of numbers and popularity.
To help our brothers and sisters to rise up,
Don't be left out of the conversation.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info.
Well, I've called Nigeria Info many things. I've called it the conversation station. You call it the number one talk news and sports station. The point is, however you choose to describe this station, important conversations happen here. Well, one is about to happen now. So you've very likely been to a place where you received service, let's say a restaurant, a car wash. You are waiting to get what you ordered for. And when you are done, because you were satisfied with the service, you decided to put your hands in your deep pockets, bring out some notes, and thank the person. Oh, you've done a great job. Well done. Now, if you've done that, it's important you know that you are not alone. Tipping is actually a global practice. In almost every part of the world, people feel the need to tip service providers. Tipping is an act of giving money to someone who has provided a service. A tip is a gift or a sum of money tendered for a service provided or anticipated. Now it's getting crazy. So it doesn't happen only at the end of service. Sometimes it is, I'm hoping that this happens, so you just drop a little extra so they treat you better. You know, in large restaurants where they make reservations, people have to book before they come in. A person can come in and, you know, if they want some extra kind of service, if they want some kind of attending to, they just have table four and just push some notes. Thank you very much, sir. So that's exactly what tipping is. But you see, it is at the discretion of the tipper. Wow. Now that I think about it, tipper is a big truck in Nigeria. Of the person giving the tip. It's important to note that tipping is voluntary. That means it's not mandatory, you know. It's something you want to do. Something you feel like doing. It's something you're moved to doing. And moved by yourself because you feel some kind of way. It is based on your satisfaction with the service. Oh, I like the way this guy smiled. I like the way this person attended to us. I remember one time, Ibuku Awosika, a woman that I admire and follow, was talking about a guy at the airport who was as professional can be. There was chaos. People's flights were delayed. There were lots of reasons. The place was boiling and he attended to everyone with a smile. He was calm. He was composed. And she said she was blown away by, you know, the way he attended to people. Now, she didn't tip him money-wise, but according to her, she reached out to him and gave him her card and said, you know what? If you ever need a job, call me. If you ask me, that's a very big tip. So usually it happens because you feel the need. They're like, you know what? I like the way this person is doing this. They deserve small 500. And now that the CBN has introduced new Naira notes, tipping with the new notes, nothing beats that. That's fresh tipping. So what happens when a service provider does not wait for you to feel the need to tip them? They say, you know what? Justice delayed might just be denied. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Maybe this guy doesn't even want to tip me, so let me help him think along those lines. Chairman, happy weekend, sir. Let me see, do I have the happy weekend song? Because it goes perfectly with the point I'm trying to make. Show them camp. Oh my. So yeah, they tell you, they don't wait for you. Some businesses, on the other hand, have service charge. It's usually a percentage, I think maybe 10% or so. As the title implies, it kind of goes towards the service you've received. So if the businesses run well and they keep their word, it usually is supposed to be for the service provider. I'll share a few stories. So I can't remember where this was. It was definitely not in Port Harcourt. But I was supposed to use the toilet there. And so I asked, where is the toilet? I said, go straight, turn left. And I got in there. I didn't see tissue. Before you know, one guy appeared with tissue in his hand. I thought he was, maybe the person who cleans the toilet and comes to. But he just held it. I'm like, how far? His body language suggested that, bros, I said, they give you this tissue. You're supposed to give me something. And in my head, I was like, are you guys selling the tissue? Is it tissue supposed to stay here now? I'm supposed to be able to. And those moments are very awkward. There's just something about it that there's a craziness to it. You're not, it's an uncomfortable position to be in. Sometimes for those who go to the club, as you're stepping in, of course, there's a bouncer at the entrance who is letting you in or refusing you to go in based on your dress. You know, or guy, you wear slippers. And as they let you go in, as you're passing, yeah, chairman, don't forget me. Oh, forget you where. I don't understand. A very famous line, along with asking for tips, is your boy, they lawyers. You see these people. This bouncer is bigger, is stronger, and might even be older than me. How are you my boy? Then you go to a hotel or a public place, and then you've parked your car. You want to drive out. Of course, there's traffic. There are lots of cars. So somebody comes out to help, you know, direct you, say, reverse, stop. And the person's body language is already positioned in a way that suggests, after helping you drive out, if you find me 200, you know, go too bad. So there are so many questions connected to this. First of all, do the business owners know that their members of staff are asking customers for tips? What image does this create? What perception? If you keep going to a place and the staff there keep asking you, bros, anything for the boys, anything for the girls, how would you see that business? Would you want to keep going there to buy stuff? And most importantly, of course, are you comfortable with requests from service providers for tips? I'm connecting this to businesses in Port Hackett, since this is where we are and this is Hello Port Hackett. Have you been asked for a tip where you went to buy something? Now, I wouldn't expect you to state the name of the business. Just tell me what they sell. So if it's a restaurant somewhere in town, you say, oh, I went to somewhere where they sell food. I went to where they sell this. You tell me what service they provide and whether or not you have been asked for tips. The numbers to call are 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. It is important that you turn off your radio as you call. Are you comfortable with requests from service providers for tips? Call me and tell me. Hello, good morning. Oh my. All right, call back if you can. I remember, well, I know of a restaurant in this Port Hackett. It's a big one. They have a very special way of making sure their staff do not ask customers for tips. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Esomune. I'm calling from Port Hackett.
All right. Have you been asked for a tip before?
Of course, they do that regularly. Not okay. Just before. It's a national problem now.
National?
I put the word like that. And it's not good.
It's a national problem.
Yes, it's a national problem. I know why I'm saying that. Because in the last 4 months, I was from Port Harcourt, I went to Lagos, from Lagos to Abuja.
Mm.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
I was in Abuja, the last one that happened, my guy, I went after we just took some drinks.
Mm.
In fact, what they do is that they deliver, you don't want to give you your balance.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
If you have change, yeah.
Yes, so they don't deliver enough to supply for change. They don't want to give you your balance. But I'm not saying it because, you know, the thing that you said should come out of the abundance of the house. Somebody did it.
Mm.
You don't use tactics or all this out there. And it's very bad. I mean, it doesn't really show that we're really decent people as per se. It's not really proper.
Okay.
It's like that. Everything you've analyzed here, even car, you want to use your car, you want to go to everything. Everything is just what is happening inside. And
right.
It's not proper. I know I read in some countries, like in Israel or Japan or something, if you finish in a restaurant or anywhere you go, if you have to, keeping it like a law, I don't know how to say it, like a way of life, you know? But then what they're saying is you should be complete. You don't use taxes or any devices means to collect things from people without their addiction. You understand?
Mm.
So, but I always tell people, when you take up jobs in anywhere, and then they told you, this is what we're going to pay you. You should settle your mind that this is where what I'm going to take out from this place I'm working.
Mm.
So any other thing, by paraventure, by omission or commission, as in legally, somebody now decides to, or the company decides, then you should know, yeah, okay, this is the rest of it. Don't, because I was becoming the lady who needed a job in a club or bar.
Mm.
And one of the things he said is that place, he wants to work that place, the tip. I mean, you can manage that person with that kind of mentality. She will be withholding people's balance.
All right.
Well, it's not
thank you very much for calling. We do have to take a break now. After the break, we'll talk some more about tipping. Stay with me.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's Hello Port Hackett and 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. We're talking about tipping. It's something you very likely have done before. And as is clearly the rule connected to things like this, it usually is out of your goodwill. It's something you want to do because you feel moved to do it. Because you're satisfied with the service. You like the ambience. You like the way the person talks to you, how composed they are. There's just something about it that you feel, oh, I think I should tip this guy. I think I should tip this lady. But now the service providers do not wait for you to feel all of that. You don't have to waste time. It takes a while to be impressed by service. They have to serve you. They have to talk to you. They have to, you know. So before you now finally decide to tip them, you might forget. So as a reminder, a friendly reminder, you might hear anything for the boys. Your boy, they're loyal. I'm wondering what you're loyal to. You don't know me. Happy weekend, sir. All of these are ways to tell you that I'm still here, sir. Look at me and give me something. So I'm asking important questions. Are you comfortable with requests from service providers for tips? If you go somewhere and the bouncer, the guy at the park, the person opening the door is asking for a tip, are you comfortable with it? Have you had that experience with a Port Hackett-based business? Now, I'm not asking you to tell me the name of the business. I'm just asking of the service that they provide. How should business owners discourage this practice? And if members of staff are asking for tips, what's the perception? What's the image? How does he make you see that business? 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. It is important. Oh, yes, indeed it is, to turn off your radio as you call me. I seem to have an Emmanuel who is calling from Rumokuta. Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning, Bro Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very fine.
All right. Talk to me.
Bro Sam, every man service to man in Nigeria is a conditional service.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I go to my friend and I saw his face. I told my driver to park on that street and he parked. We came down and went to the market. After we had finished buying what we wanted to buy, we came out. Just as he was opening the car door, I entered. He on the car and was moving back. As he was moving back, we saw somebody that directing and guiding us. So, how to come out and enter the road.
Yes, sir. Very important.
After this had been accomplished, we wanted to move. So he came and said, "Master, give me something. Your boy will drink Martina." So I brought 100 naira to give to him. So somebody by his side came and said, "No, it's not 100, it's 200 naira. So I asked the person, what work did you do that you cost me now to pay this charge that I've given, charge of 200 naira? So I looked at the whole thing, avoid embarrassment. I gave him the 200 naira.
Okay.
I'm concluding, Bro Sam. Are you aware that even if you're moving on the road and your hand that you fall from your hand or from your pocket and somebody picks it and brings it to you, and you collect it, are you aware that the person will expect you to give him or her money? And the ground will be, if I were not to have picked this handkerchief for you, you would have lost it.
Mm.
The person will demand for money. Bro, Sam, it is not a good question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Darlington from Eneka, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. Yes, just like the previous caller said, that it's a national problem. I think it's prevalent these days. And it's so alarming that someone leaves his house and has a mentality that the next person you don't know should tip you. It happens, for instance, in the club. You see a bouncer opening hand and trying to touch you. And sometimes, if you, out of your mind, you decide to tip them, sometimes they look at the tip you are giving them. Like somebody is giving you something out of his free will, and your expression shows that, oh, is that how much they are giving me? If I come to the club or somewhere to spend my money,
yeah.
I don't owe you anything.
True.
I don't know you. You don't know me. If I feel that your service is good enough, I can decide to tip you.
Okay, but do you think... No, let me ask it differently. Don't you think there is a tip that could be too small?
Like I said, I don't owe you. So it's a choice.
True.
I don't owe you nothing whatsoever because you are being paid for whatever job you are doing.
But
for you to have that mentality, so just like the caller said, so somebody's trying to keep your change, but that we don't have change. If I look at you like sincerely, okay, you don't have change, fine. Mm. But if I look at you from the point that you want to retain that money, I'm going to get it. Yes, there's a difference between tipping someone and someone is happy, whatever, maybe you are tipping the person, oh, the person is excited.
Yeah.
And you having that mentality that somebody owes you. Nobody owes you. And that's something that has to stop. You go there, for instance, you go to Jerry somewhere to buy here. You are seeing touts running around you, telling you, chairman. And sometimes it could be scary.
Yeah,
especially if you're working with females.
It is, yeah.
You go to the airport, you see somebody's father telling you, chairman, just for you to tip him something. And they might even refuse to check your bags.
Your boy is loyal. Your boy. That's not somebody's father. That's your boy. You understand? You must know the difference. Thank you very much, Darlington. Thank you very much. So they say it is a national problem. It's not River State. It's not Abuja. It's not Lagos. It is a national problem. That means that as much as we want our next president to fix the country, to supply the trinity of promises every candidate, light, road, and water would make, we might have to add, sir, what do you intend to do about tipping? The people have said it's a national problem. I'll start with you, sir, from Party A. You say, well, tipping is when a big man talks, he has to add the ums and the ahs. It's a large underground economy that is neglected by the good people of Nigeria. You see, anyways, Zion comes from GRA. Good morning, Zion.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Please go ahead.
I think it is a culture we need to imbibe. It's a practice we need to teach our children to give, to tip, and to support these people who may have rendered one service or the other to you. It may be a security at your gate. It may be the security at the supermarket, the mall, your place of work, anywhere. As long as you want to live long, peaceful, and fulfill the scriptures. In the book of Luke, he said, give, and it shall be given unto you.
Okay.
It shall be given unto you. Recently, one of my colleagues imported one of those exotic cars at the wharf. According to the story, I wasn't there. There is a guy, the guy was just everywhere. He just gave the guy money. and somebody called him. Thank God you did that. That guy, now Wolf Rat. You know who are Wolf Rat, right?
No.
Wolf Rat are these guys that goes about in people's properties in the world. If you have a car, they may lose the lamp, I mean the headlamp, the side mirror, trafigators, indicator lights. These are what Wolf Rat does in the world. And most people who have imported such cars or such things can attest that their properties never come complete, sometimes at the wall.
So what you're saying, Mr. Zion, is we should teach our kids to give under those abnormal circumstances so that people that are wolf rats who are doing things that they should not be doing...
No, it is not abnormal.
No, let me finish. Let me finish, Mr. Zion. Let me ask the question. So, let us give, because if we don't give, something might go wrong. A person who is doing something they are not supposed to do might lose our tire or side mirror. So, in order to prevent all of that, let's give money. Is that the lesson we're supposed to get from what you're saying?
The lesson you should get from this is this. When you give, you stabilize your process of existence among men. The crime rate we see today, a lot of it was born out of poverty, illiteracy, and hunger.
Exactly.
And most of these guys who work there, how much is their salary?
So what if we create a more...
to pay to work?
What if we create a more sustainable solution of having those people begging for tips have the kinds of jobs that can pay them enough to afford the lifestyle that they want so they don't have to come and beg you?
Before we create that avenue or that system, what can we do now? Most of us, we are lucky, we are working in places that is all right. We fill our cars, we drive home, we live well, we are okay, we lock the gate, we are back, our friends are high. My brother, that is risky. But when you are able to give that guy a tip, take. It might be 200, it might be 500, it might even be 100 naira. You have saved him a lot for him to come back to work the next day.
All right.
For him to be a motivation, you motivate this service provider at that material time. Most of them are hungry and their faces are squeezed. You don't know.
When Mrs.
they
Zion,
see they are not smiling, you don't know.
Mrs. Zion.
Oh, yes.
If you heard that your child, where they were working, was asking for tips, how would you feel as the father of that child?
Well, my child cannot do that. But
No. It's a hypothetical question. I'm not saying your child is doing it. If you heard and it was confirmed that wherever your child is working, when customers come, they are chairman, that's what they do on a regular, how would you respond?
Then I found out that something is wrong in place working.
Oh, there's something wrong.
Either his salary is not adequate.
No, nothing is wrong. Now, we have to encourage people to give your child. No, Mr. Zion, there's nothing wrong. We need to encourage people, just like you said. People should give your son.
No, it's my son that we give.
So the point is, it is not funny for anybody to be in that position. Nobody wants to be in the position where they're saying, chairman, happy weekend. Nobody. But now we want to teach our kids to be able to give to those people. Now, I'm not saying giving is not right. I'm saying there are conditions connected to proper giving. This one is giving under duress. Walter calls from Rukwaku. Good morning, Walter.
Sam. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Sam, there are some offices you go, they say be brief, others are waiting. And we burn credit. Anytime you want to discuss with Zion, make it a special day. Because I know that Zion has been a teacher. He taught in maybe university or so.
I'm happy for him.
Anytime you are discussing with him, provide time for you and him. So that we will not be waiting.
Walter, hold on.
Uh-huh.
So the calls are on queue. It's one person at a time. And somebody is waiting behind you now. So this is your turn.
So it has to be brief now. To be brief.
Walter, please go straight to the point. Understand the sequence.
Sam, so what I want to say is people have formed it to be a habit. And then that should be stopped. Because if the children, our children are learning how to tip, any small thing you do, you'll be begging. In short, he's begging. You know, this thing happened in my place, my working place. there was a girl that was serving. Anytime she wants to serve somebody, she will request from my customer.
Mm.
She will request before she will serve. When I noticed that that thing, you know, was scaring my customer, I have to sack her.
Mm.
It's not good in a business place.
Okay, Walter, I'm glad you have an establishment where you have members of staff. Many times people say that when people are asking for tips, it's because they are not well paid. So let me use your business as the example. Were you paying the girl well?
Yes. If you know that the salary is not okay by you, you quit. And look for a place where you feel that they will pay you well more than, you know, instead of begging. It's begging. It's not good in an establishment.
Okay.
It's good.
So after firing that girl, what have you done to ensure that others do not repeat the same behavior?
That has been an irritation. Anytime you want to start work, I will tell you, this is what I don't like, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. Because that will scare customers. It scares customers.
Yeah,
not one, not two.
It does. It does. Thank you, Walter. I honestly don't feel comfortable when... I mean, it's not like we have a million, in tips we just want to give out. It's usually something small, 500, 200, but I want to be able to give it because I want to. When somebody asks for it, there's an awkwardness. I don't know. There's something about it that doesn't feel right. Ben calls from Rumoba. Good morning, Ben.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. First of all, I think what we are talking about, the answer to that is that it's very fast. It's bad.
Mm.
If something is bad, it's bad. You understand?
Yeah.
Then we should also look into what can we do to actually stop all this stuff. Giving tips on your own, like I will give you an instance. I'm not going to mention the name of the bank.
Yeah.
But could you believe that? I go into the bank. I see the security guy. I give them money.
Okay.
I come again the next time on my own. Give them money again. Then I come again the third time. I'm still thinking, how am I going to share this money this time? And everybody's already lined up.
Wow.
I'm like, what's going on? Is it like a must or something? And on the fourth time, this particular guy had to walk up to me to ask me, have I given anything? Who did I give it to? I'm like, are you okay? You understand?
Yeah,
so anyway, I just said that say that giving tips, you giving it out, it's not bad for you to give.
Yeah.
But the people asking for the tips is bad.
Yeah, but after and that guy approached you...
Them on the other on the other hand,
yeah,
it also talks to this, the people they are working for, okay? Mm. Do you pay them well? Do you pay them on time? Do you pay them what they agreed? Is their salary okay? Then, also talking about the people themselves that are working, these things are something that is inborn. You understand?
Yeah.
They just, some of them just come to work for you. They have already planned their life. They'll be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be working in this company, and this company is going to be paying me, for instance, 100,000 naira.
Mm.
Before one or two or three, four, five, 10 people come, they must have, you know, they will give me 1,000, 2,000.
Yeah.
I won't spend from my salary. You know, that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
So it's a created mindset already. So they need to work on that mindset. I know this particular person as well, who doesn't even, in fact, if any challenge is coming her way, she has already started planning how she will get the money to solve that challenge.
All right, Ben, I have to take the next call, but very quickly.
What happened to your own money? What happened to your salary?
Very quickly, Ben, very quickly.
All right, so that's actually where I'm going to. So
I get you, but I have a question, Ben.
All right.
I have a question.
Thank you.
So Ben cannot hear me. Kachi calls from OGRA. Good morning, Kachi.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Okay, my quick one, my take on this whole stuff. It's never in Nigerian habit.
Mm.
But I was shocked when over the holidays my friend from Australia came in
And okay. He was just giving tips, you know, at the hotel, the security people, the guys that opened the door at the bank, everybody. And I was like, what's up with that? And he said, it's a normal thing in Australia that they tip on the tip. Like, and it's not even 5,900 naira tip, like 500 naira, 500 naira. I was like, oh, wow. So he says it's to encourage them as part of the culture there. I think maybe the poverty situation in Nigeria has made it seem like tipping is some sort of eyesore.
No, Kachi, no. The conversation is not that tipping is bad. No, it's the sequence. It's how it goes. So your friend decided to tip. It was his decision, right? If he didn't tip those people, heaven will not fall down. But imagine if those people demanded the tip. Hello?
Yeah. They demanded the tip, yes?
Yeah, so if the people demand the tip, that's where the problem comes from.
Okay, it's not like an entitlement. It's not an entitlement. You're just giving out of the magnanimity of your own heart.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be as if it has to be the status quo. No. You just tip. If you can tip, that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I think we are on the same page, in the same boat. We're heading in the same direction. So tipping is okay. It's out of the abundance of your heart, out of the depth of your pocket. It's something you want to do because you like a service. And I've been in positions where, I mean, I remember one particular time I was out with my partner, my wife, and we were about leaving. And she was one that called my attention and said, I think we really need to. Because, again, see, there is nothing like a satisfied customer. Believe me. There's nothing that you can compare to a person leaving a business place and they are happy. The tip you're asking for, they might give you 100 naira or 200. But if a person really is satisfied, you'll be shocked. So why don't we focus on satisfying these people? Because if I wanted to do something and you now tell me to do it, now I don't feel like doing it anymore. We've been in positions where you want to do something at home. Let's even forget strangers. Oh, before everybody comes, you do this. You had it in mind. You wanted to do it. But before you did, somebody now calls. They say, make sure you do this. You're like, nope, I'm not going to do it again. So it is important that a person feels the need. And not everybody will feel the need, irrespective of the service. Even if you give them the best possible service, there are people who will not tip you because they don't owe you. They don't. All right, I'll be taking messages on other platforms. We're live on Facebook. That's facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. You watch as you listen. Ogu Justice says, go to Port Harcourt and Lagos airports and see how this wholesome illegality has turned to legality. Felix calls from Rumalogo. Good morning, Felix.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to all people were saying concerning tips. It's not really a bad thing.
Okay.
Instead, but the way people comes around asking you for help, they show me love. It's becoming something else, but to me, it's a good thing. If you don't ask, nobody will give to you. But the way Nigerians are now, some persons are stingy, greedy. No matter the help you offer to them, they'll just say thank you. They don't even know how stressful those things are. So sometimes it's good to just give. And if somebody asks you, hey, yoga, show love now, you just smile and give. Sometimes if you don't have, tell the person, bro.
But what if you don't have love? How can you be asking me for love? What if I don't love myself? You're not saying show me love. Where will I find the love to give you?
Yeah, God loves you now. So just show love.
Okay, Felix, thank you very much. Thank you. And you know, it is the line they use in making this request. Anything for your boy. Happy weekend, sir. Your boy, the lawyer. My brother, lawyer to what? Me, that I'm here. You know, if I'm loyal to anything, now you are not loyal to me. Show me love, as he said. There are lots of, you know, expressions and ways that people make this request. And in some cases, it comes off as a demand. Now, Carl says, tipping is different from begging. has stated the world over, tipping is done. What we have here in Nigeria is, I won't lie, there are ways that it's borderline, you know, there's a point where it crosses the line and even becomes harassment. There's a point where it just goes away from both tipping and begging, and it's turning to. Well, we have a few messages on WhatsApp, which I'll be taking shortly after the break. Stay with me. Or better yet, show me love. Don't go anywhere.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Very quickly, a few messages that I have on WhatsApp. Good morning. I'm proposing that tipping be included in our constitution. About time we started teaching our children the virtue of giving cheerfully. Have you been to a drinking joint in the US? Tips are a part of the unwritten culture. About time, brother. Newton Ikiria. Again, I don't argue with the idea that it's okay to give. I'm not comfortable with people requesting for it. It should start and end from your end, meaning you felt the need to. Oracle, good morning. Tipping is supposed to be voluntary and giving willingly, but when asked for, it's a bad habit and should be discouraged completely. People in this part of the world have made a ritual they must perform at every service rendered. Very wrong indeed. All right.